You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In this week's SME corner, we have a company called Get Worse, which calls itself a disruptor in the pre-owned car market. So if you're looking to sell your car, you can go to them and they claim to be able to give you a value for money for your vehicle. But to join us and discuss more on the business model, we have Jamie Surkant, the director at Get Worse. Jamie, thanks so much for your time. Tell us a bit more about your business and how it works.
Thanks, Rufi, and awesome to be on your show. So quite simply put, we're a business in the used car industry. Most of the founders come from the motor trade, and we're a bit frustrated with the motor trade. And about 5 years ago, we decided to launch a business focusing on quality cars in the motor trade and to kind of provide a service to customers, I think, based on what we believe customers expect and not what they're used to. And one of the key challenges for us was, because we have no trading experience, we had to work out how to value cars. And we looked at the valuation principles in South Africa and we realized that they were fundamentally flawed. So what we did is we began collecting data and building an artificial intelligence kind of valuation engine that gives us a valuation of fair value in the real market at any one point in time.
Mm-hmm. But what was flawed about the existing valuation models?
So the existing valuation models follow a standard depreciation kind of approach, and you know that everyone talks about your car depreciates with time, and frankly that's not equal for every car, and frankly especially post COVID that certainly isn't the case. Car valuations, if you do a like for like comparison, have actually appreciated. Let's call it the methodologies that we use were outdated, and it was time for something new.
There's a few players in the market presently doing what you do, perhaps not to the same degree in terms of the valuation model, but doing what you do, you go to them either on the app or physically, mostly on the app nowadays because of COVID, indicate that you want to sell your car within a couple of minutes or so after the verification process is done. You get a deal, you either accept or you reject. If you accept, the rest is history. So what makes Get Worse different?
So the first thing is we are obviously based on a full tech basis, so our valuation methodologies, as I've covered. The second is we also patent to the product. So one of the things we looked at to differentiate ourselves was, in the whole world, how can you sell your car? It's trade-in problems, if you're willing to go, or cars for cash. And, we know that there's a big industry player in South Africa that does cars. So we also watch them. And what we decided to do was a product that could kind of balance the outcome of a private sale, which traditionally gets you more if you're selling a quality car, versus the cash now convenience factor. And that product we patented, and it's called Get More. It pays you cash for the car now. It's like you've sold the car, put on your insurance, everything ends, and we own the car, but you have rights in that product. If I can probably trade the car, you work with us. And when we sell the car, bonus is calculated. And that's one of the products we offer that's very different to when you sell anyone in the country. And, as I say, it's a patented product which we intend to roll out.
All right, we have our SME back. It is Get Worth. They are in the pre-owned car market, calling themselves a disruptor, claiming to be able to give you a better deal for your vehicle than current incumbents. Jamie, you were talking about a few of your products, one of them in which your customers who come through are able to get cash straight up for their car, as well as a bonus. Just fill us in there on the detail.
Thanks, Fifi, and apologies for the bad lines. So effectively what the product does is we load your car, and traditionally if the car qualifies, so not every single car will qualify for this, and the reason for that is some cars are of such low value that the differential doesn't make sense to offer a bonus calc. We just pay you strong cash price. But if your car qualifies, you actually get two offers. You get a cash offer and you get a Get More offer. And what the Get More offer does is it pays you cash now, and you have rights in the product, and you help us sell the car. We sell the car. You don't have insurance, nothing. It's like exactly the same as selling the car if you just sold it outright. And you utilize us to try and gain a better market outcome. And traditionally, if that car sells within the first 60 days or so, you will get a better outcome in that product than you would if you just sold the car outright for cash. Mm-hmm. So it kind of bridges the sell it by yourself. I don't know how to, the risks associated with it, but at the same time, there's also I need cash, I need to move on. Maybe I'm getting a new car, maybe with interest rate issues now I need to downgrade, etc., etc. So it gives you a lot of flexibility in that space. Mm-hmm.
But what does it give you? I mean, very generous of Getworth to, you know, extend this courtesy of a bonus for cars that do qualify and, you know, cash up front. But how does that translate into a sustainable business for you?
So what it does is we charge a service fee instead of an outright profit share. So because we've invested in the car, and obviously because we have the infrastructure, it's our licenses, it's our FSPs, it's all those kinds of things, is effectively the longer a car takes to sell, the less of an opportunity for the original owner in it. And there is a point in the product where it's potential that, for example, let's say 120 days later, the market moves, meaning that prices drop on that specific variant. As a consequence, if the car sells, we would get a service fee that's calculated, but the client may only get a small bonus or no bonus. So it's predicated on a risk and reward relationship rather than just an outright, we'll take your car and we'll take all the opportunity in it.
All right. I see that you only buy cars in Cape Town and the surrounding areas, the Garden Route and Gauteng. Why just the restriction to those areas?
So it's a matter of scaling. So what you may not know is the Motus Group, which is the largest automotive group in the country, has taken a majority stake in our business, and we'll be using that that business balance sheet, obviously, to leverage our growth. So we've launched our first signature space in Cape Town. We are building a new signature space in Johannesburg, which we hope to announce pretty soon. With the second one coming online, and we're looking to about 6 to 8 branches nationally over the next sort of 3 to 4 years.
It sounds like you're saying that having a bigger brother partner with a much bigger balance sheet is set to be quite the game changer for growth for Getworth going forward.
Yeah, so I think something we've learned as entrepreneurs in South Africa, money is not easily available for scaling businesses. I mean, there's a lot of talk out there. And especially when you're in used cars, you can talk about fintech, and when we talk about our tech stuff, everyone gets very excited. But as soon as you say, but we're in used cars and we need asset funding, or let's call it stock funding for the vehicles, everyone gets a little bit nervous. So it's been fantastic partnering with Motus because they understand the asset class and they can see the potential in the business.
All right. How far does that potential extend to? I mean, in terms of borders, right now you're in South Africa. Are you seeing any opportunities elsewhere?
So the application for a product like Getmore exists, of course, internationally, and we have patents. Our South African and certain other patents have been approved, and we have patents pending in other areas. But that's just one product side of it. So to be frank, at this juncture, we've got quite a big egg to crack within the South African environment. Motus does have international holdings both in the UK and Australia, and I do believe that there's potential for us to bridge out. But let's crack the first nut that's sitting in front of us.
Well, we look forward to seeing the outcome of that cracked egg, be it fried, scrambled, an omelette.
Thank you very much.
I'm just being silly. Jamie, thanks so much for your time. Great story. Jamie Sokant, director at Getworth.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.